His check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Some meetings coming up today. Ashley Falls Historic District Commission meets at 4 o'clock. Sharon Board of Rec and Youth meeting at 6 o'clock. An Ancrum Planning Board Zoom meeting. The meeting takes place at 7 p.m. Region 1 Board of Education has a special meeting tonight at 6:30. It is a Zoom meeting. By the way, Zoom meeting information can always be found at the site of the organization that's holding the meeting. Internet security, smart, savvy, safe, secure, a virtual event is happening today at 5:30 with Dave Hall, president of CompuWorks. He'll explain the latest techniques cyber criminals use. It's co-sponsored by Salisbury Bank. Register at noblehorizons.org. It is a virtual event. News out of Region 1, they received notification about positive cases for the coronavirus in Region 1. At Housatonic Valley Regional High School, three students tested positive after having been in close contact with COVID-19 positive person and each other over the Thanksgiving break. The affected students have mild symptoms and are currently at home in quarantine and isolation per CDC protocol. A family member of a student has tested positive also. The affected person has never been in the school building and has had no contact with staff or students other than the student who lives in the household. The high school student is symptom-free at his home in isolation and quarantine. In North Canaan Elementary School, they have received notification that a family member of an elementary school student at the North Canaan Elementary School community tested positive for the coronavirus. That person has never been in the school building and has had no contact with any staff or students other than elementary school student who remain at home in quarantine per CDC guidelines. At Sharon Center School, a family member of a Sharon Center School staff member has tested positive for coronavirus. The affected person has never been in the school building and has no contact with any of the office or staff or students. The staff member is symptom-free and per CDC protocol will remain at home in isolation and quarantine for 14 days. There's been no close contact within 6 feet for 15 minutes or longer over a 24-hour period with the COVID-positive person in the school, so there's no need to close classrooms at this time. Region 1 is asking you to please monitor yourselves and your children to avoid any potential spread of the disease. Ruth Epstein reports in today's Republican American, the Cornwall Internet Committee has revoked a $500 request from the town. The Internet Committee has rescinded its request for a $500 stipend from the town. At Tuesday's meeting, First Selectman Gordon Ridgway said he received a letter from the group's chairman, which said members were withdrawing the appeal discussed at last month's meeting. The all-volunteer committee was to use the money to produce a survey to distribute to townspeople. As per the Selectman's request, they also will put a question on the survey pertaining to cell phone service. At last month's meeting, the selectmen said if the group was to receive town money, it should open its meetings to the public and submit minutes. When member Anna Timmel said she would pay the $500 to keep the meetings closed, a resident objected, saying wealthy people should not be able to close meetings to the public. Timmel said they had a disruptive member who was removed for cause, and she was fearful that if the meetings were open, that they would get little done. Dutchess schools are conducting their own contact tracing. On a recent Sunday afternoon in Red Hook, the Red Hook Central School District officials learned three students had entered school buildings, had tested positive. Within hours, the students, staff, and community members who had come into close contact with the infected students had been notified and sent into isolation by order of the county health commissioner, but they had not been contacted by the Department of Behavioral Community Health. School officials in Dutchess are the responsible ones for contact tracing within their districts rather than designated contact tracers. New York nursing homes are the first to get COVID vaccine. According to the latest news reports out of Albany, nursing home residents and staff will be the first of those to receive the initial shipment of 170,000 doses of a COVID-19 vaccine expected to arrive within a couple of weeks. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont said he wants to consult with neighboring governors about a potential statewide shutdown as the coronavirus cases surge in the state. The shutdown would potentially happen around the week of Christmas and the New Year. Rhode Island is on a two-day now of its two-week shutdown. During an interview with Channel 3, who conveyed a listener question about whether or not the state might consider shutting down, Lamont left open the possibility, quote, let's see closer to Christmas what things look like, end quote. He went on to say, quote, let me talk to my fellow governors because it probably doesn't work well if just Connecticut did something like that. Look, it's pretty slow time. Kids already are not in school and we're probably not doing as much shopping as dining. So that is a possibility, end quote. Out of the Berkshire Eagle, working to engender trust, the Great Barrington Police have begun a re-imaging of the force. After a summer of protests and calls to defund them, town police say they heard community concerns and say they since have begun to address trust issues with measures that include making use of force incidents and other data public. The Great Barrington Police Department website now has posted brief summaries of all incidents where force was used over the last 4 years. That includes 9 instances of stun gun use, for instance. Stop and Shop, CVS, and Walgreens will be among the first pharmacies in the United States to administer COVID-19 vaccines once it's authorized and approved for use. Those pharmacies are part of a partnership with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to deliver the vaccine quickly. Stop and Shop expects to make the vaccines available in its more than 250 pharmacies across the Northeast once vaccines are available to the general public. Healthcare workers across the state are expected to receive the first doses of the approved vaccine. Those in long-term care facilities are also to be among those receiving the first vaccinations. New York is expected to get about 170,000 COVID-19 vaccine doses around December the 15th. Staffing classrooms in New York has been a major challenge for schools this fall. Many districts saw teachers retire or take leave because of the pandemic, and the quarantining of teachers and other staff has been a primary reason that schools have been forced to close for days at a time. The lack of substitutes, overlooked players, and the day-to-day functioning of schools has left many schools in New York with empty classrooms and few options. Districts are advertising aggressively for subs, but coming up short. Most subs in the region are paid a daily rate of $90 to $130. Berkshire Botanical Garden presents their 30th annual holiday marketplace online on Friday and Saturday, December 4th and 5th. It is virtual. BerkshireBotanical.org/events/holiday-marketplace. Salisbury Winter Sports Association has their Swassa Ski Swamp and Sail on Saturday at the Lakeville Hose Company. Bring the equipment on Friday in between 4 and 7 to sell. No equipment will be taken in on Saturday. And of course, during the sale itself, the sale will go on, and when it's over, you can come pick up your equipment or donate it to Swassa. Proceeds from that sale benefit several Swassa youth programs. Check jumpfest.org for more details. Falls Village Recreation Commission has a drive-in tree lighting celebration scheduled for December 5th at 5 p.m. at the Falls Village Town Green. During the event, visitors must remain in their vehicles. Santa will make an appearance. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 29,883.79, the NASDAQ at 12,349.37, and the S&P 500 at 3669.01. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.